Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, Kit? How you doing, man?
6:25. Let's keep her moving. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports on a Thursday.
Thursday.
Yeah. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're listening on a Tuesday and you're thirsty, well, you know, you're not going to be thirsty anymore because Bud's got you covered. They got you covered.
It's Thursday, we do some sports. Major League Baseball yesterday, Tigers beat the Brewers 4-1. Phillies beating the Cubs 6-5. Angels beating the White Sox 3-2. Damn. What's the deal with the local teams lately? I guess the Tigers won, but it feels like baseball, NFL, anybody in the Midwest is getting beat up. That's for sure.
Yeah. So, that's all right. We're slow playing them. It's called the long con, Hunter. It's the long con.
There you go. Today, Angels going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox, 2:10. Cubs over in Philadelphia playing the Phillies at 6:05. Tigers going to be in Tampa Bay playing the Rays at 7:10. You can check that out on WSJM 94.9. So football tonight, let's get to it, man. New York, the Giants going to be in Washington playing the Washington football team.
Hey, better than the Galaxy. Jeez.
You're right. Washington football team, I think we're getting used to it.
Yeah.
That's why because remember when we did that first report on the Washington football team? It was just, okay.
Yeah.
So, the Tennessee football team is playing the Florida football team. It's kind of weird, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But no, I think you get used to it, you know, and it's still better than – I'd rather have that than them do some cheesy name. Like, who became the Galaxy? Who was it?
Mm-mm. Sorry, I had to drink some water. I'm not sure. I don't think anybody, really, right?
No, it was. It wasn't the Galaxy picked for one of the teams?
Galaxy.
Yeah, we did that whole thing. We did that whole rant on it. New Galaxy.
Wasn't that baseball though?
Team. Either way. Galaxy team.
It was Cleveland, wasn't it?
LA Galaxy? No, that's the
Remember because they changed the name from the Indians, right?
Oh, yeah. The baseball team. The legendary baseball team. That's right. They're now the Cleveland.
From the Indians to the was it Galaxy?
Yeah, I think so. That's what they went with. Because I'm almost positive. But, I'd rather have it just be the football team or the Cleveland baseball team than some cheesy name that makes it sound like it's some, you know, Canadian
Washington
league.
Football team. So what's the Washington football? I guess I never really looked into this.
I think it's just a big W.
It's just a big W.
I believe Washington. So.
It's like a college team.
Yeah.
Wow. Anyway, Giants and Washington football team playing tonight. Who do you pick?
I'm going to take Giants.
You go with Giants?
I'm going to go with the Giants, yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm going to go with the Washington football team. That's what I'm going with.
Yeah,
they're at home, and the Giants. Are the Giants good? No, the Giants aren't good.
I don't know. I don't care about either one of these teams, so. Yeah.
All right, one NFL story here real quick. Sorry, dude, there's not much going on in sports. I need you, dude.
I have something. Do you want me to do my little story?
Please.
All right.
Give us something. Esports coming up. We can talk about esports if you want.
This flaming bag of dog turd sports reports that you have going on.
Hey, you know what? It's not my fault. I got to have material, and there's not much going on. So
here's one for you. We can laugh at this guy. Jake Brents of the Kansas City Royals threw what might just be the worst pitch in Major League Baseball history.
Wait a second. Wasn't there one that was lobbed like 40-some miles an hour a couple weeks ago?
This one's even better. He held on to it too long and threw it straight into the ground. Here's the announcers talking about it.
That ball hit his foot. He threw the ball, and it hit his foot. Unbelievable. So it didn't hit his foot.
Didn't hit anything, just held on.
I thought it hit his foot.
Oops. Huh. Well, maybe it's the footing. Huh. I can't analyze that.
Can I?
I'm sorry.
That ball hit his foot. So, yeah, so basically he
pressed. Your ball?
I'm guessing.
Struck my foot.
in my mind, and I'm no professional pitcher at all, but maybe he was going to do a pitch and then he kind of second guessed it and that caused him to hold on to the ball too long and it went wham, possibly, right into the ground right in front of him. So
possibly, dude, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know much about throwing a baseball, but I don't know. It seems like it's not that far-fetched.
That it could
happen?
I guess if you're
a professional pitcher, it's a little more far-fetched. But.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've seen it before. You know, I've seen it. You've seen it in the NFL. You're going to make a throw, and you're like, I don't like that, or I just saw a defender. So you kind of pull back.
Kinda hold
and
on to it
the
a
ball,
little bit.
Or the ball slips out. You're like, ah, no. I mean, so it could happen. It could happen.
You know, I've seen somebody kick a ball before, and it hit him in the face.
Yeah?
Like a soccer ball. Wham! It was just spinning hard, you know? This is some weird things sometimes, you know?
Yeah. I've seen a kicker double doink a ball before. So.
Damn. His name was Cody, wasn't it?
So anyway, there you go. The worst pitch ever in Major League Baseball history.
All right. Well, there you go. That's your sports report this morning. I need to do some digging for the 7 o'clock sports. Just good. To let you.
This whole start of the show has been kind of a train wreck. So let's just we'll take a break. We'll come back in a little bit. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock that rocks.
Well, good morning. 7:26, Brock Hunter.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, real quick.
Yeah.
Before I forget, got to give a big shout out to OJ. Played
Simpson?
OJ last night. Yeah, OJ Simpson last night. Played him in leagues. No, dude, we didn't play OJ Simpson, but we absolutely got murdered last night. I mean, Brock, when I say, you know, we got beat, you know, it's usually about like a stroke, too, you know.
Dude, it
was embarrassing. We got raked through the coals. I'll be the first one to admit, by like the fifth hole, I'm just like, dude, where's the beer?
Yeah.
Where's the beer?
You're done.
It's like you never played the game ever in your life. That's the weird thing about golf, is there's times you play it for your whole life. There's times where you tee it up and you're like, dude, what is that white thing on that thing? What is that? I've never seen that before. Forget how to hit it. Forget how to putt it.
I've never had that problem. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, just stop. Dude, it's bad enough. We lost. You don't need to rub it in even more. But,
every time I step up to the tee, crush it, bro. I don't know.
Shut up, Brock. Chicken and Johnny. Good times last night.
I think he texted you yesterday morning, too, and said that you were going down. I think he was already talking trash at the beginning.
He was on fire last night. Yeah. Chicken. I'm not saying he's not always on fire, but last night, man. Woo. Yeah. Boy.
To be fair, beating you is like, you know, beating a toddler. So I guess it's not that. Shouldn't be that proud of it. Hell, I've beaten you before, so I don't know.
Would you like five of these where you sneeze, buddy boy?
I don't know. If you hit like you swing a golf club, I think I'm going to be all right.
Anyway.
So your golf league is done now. You're golfing
for
the
season. No, it's not. No, last night, thank God, it wasn't playoffs. So next week is playoffs.
So I have to hear
next
more.
Next week's going to be our last.
I have to hear more about this. Just one more week. One more week. All right. Well, nice job, Chicken and OJ and Johnny. Chicken and Johnny. Nice job. Good job beating up on Hunter and Sam. Good job. We got to keep moving. Speaking of sports, let's do sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So when you get your ass whooped in golf, at least you have something that can pick you up.
Hey, you know, at least I admit it. I brought it up.
Yeah, it's true.
I'll lean into it, you know?
Chicken and Johnny, he was talking trash. He said you guys cheated and, you know, that it was just, he was rigged and everything. Yeah, yeah.
They were cheating. No, they weren't. They were just playing good. Anyway, moving on. Let's talk about Major League Baseball yesterday. Tigers beating the Brewers 4-1. Phillies beating the Cubs 6-5. Angels beating the White Sox 3-2. Not good for the Midwest lately.
No.
The sports team around here is just getting raked through the coals.
Outside of the Tigers, yeah, it was a rough past few days and weekend for our sports area.
Today, Angels going to be in Chicago playing the White Sox at 2:10. Cubs in Philadelphia playing the Phillies at 6:05. Tigers going to be in Tampa Bay playing the Rays tonight, or the Rays tonight at 7:10. You can catch that on WSJM FM 94.9. NFL, let's move on because baseball is a little boring. Tonight, there's going to be a game. Giants going to be in Washington playing the Washington football team.
Easy name to remember. Easy name to remember.
Washington football team. What is their mascot? Is it a big W that runs around on?
Big W, yep. Yep.
It's a big letter person. That's what it is. The letter W. Anyway, who do you got tonight?
I think the Giants. I think the Giants are going to take it. Yeah.
I'm taking the Washington football team for $5. You want to bet $5?
Sure, I'll bet you $5. Again, if you
but I have $5 though. I'm sick of betting people.
If you
I'll just put it on my tab.
If you bet like you play golf, I think I'll be all right. So we're good. So
shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, I got $5.
You have $5?
Yeah.
All right, don't spend it at Walmart because I know what you do. You go to that clearance aisle.
How about here?
$5 is
gone. I will get you $5 worth of stuff at the clearance aisle in Walmart. That's what I'm going to do.
Geez. All right, we got. Dude, there's not much going on in sports. Do you have something better than running?
No, let's talk about running. No, let's talk about running.
Dude,
I want to talk about running.
The guy ran and he went from point A to point B in a certain amount of time. That's all we need to know about.
That sounds interesting. He had to have done some things in that run.
Unless he broke a leg or somebody handed him a cup of vodka and he thought it was water. I'm not interested.
Tell me your running story. Come on, tell me your running story. I want to hear it.
All right, British marathon runner is gearing up for his attempt to break the Guinness World Record for running the fastest marathon dressed as a human brain. See, dude. No.
Oh, this is so boring.
I see. Who cares? Let's talk about this.
What?
This
what else?
More NFL. Because this has to do with the game tonight.
Okay.
Most popular beers at NFL stadiums. Tonight, Thursday.
Oh, this is so boring.
Thursday night football. Like I said, Giants facing the Washington football team. Kicking off week two. Some number crunches behind Untappd app. I figured out which beers are most popular at every NFL stadium. For example, Bud Light, number one.
Damn.
MetLife Stadium. That's right. Drink that Bud Light, man. That's my favorite. Yeah. Where the New York Giants play, that's the most popular beer there. And the beer called AATR from the Devil's Backbone Brewing Company is the most popular brew at FedEx Field.
I'm sure the Washington football team. It's probably localized. You know what I mean? It's probably where you're at. It's going to depend on what's in there. I'm surprised that a local brewery would be. Well, I'm not surprised because the people there, they got
the locals love it,
they probably love it. So here's the thing, though, Hunter. Maybe we should stop worrying about what beer is the best at the stadiums and start worrying about the people being overserved and fighting. I swear to God, like every single week, it's happening everywhere. Dude, people are just throwing down at the stadiums, and I don't know what is the malfunction with us.
It's great for my YouTube channel. I'm loving it. My YouTube recommended. That's for sure. But, dude, people are already on edge.
Yeah.
Something about COVID and that whole pandemic thing. People are just walking around ready to fight for some reason.
I don't get it. Look, sports are supposed to bring us together. And yeah, we may disagree on who we're cheering for, but we have all of our other fans of the same team get along. And I don't know about you.
It's a football game. Come on. Exactly. Just relax, dude. At the end of the day, it's all these
beer-bellied, you know, jerks with their jerseys and their backward caps arguing with other fans of the opposing team. If you ever feel like fighting someone over sports, just know that the players on the team aren't going to go, hey, thanks for standing up for us, man.
I appreciate that, man.
Thanks for
a real piece of trash.
Thanks for defending our honor, all right? Because we were super worried about what that guy was chanting in the stadiums that we couldn't hear because we're out here playing the game. Just, you're not doing any good. None. It's childish.
Just take your clothes off and run out onto the field or something. That's more entertaining, really.
Yeah. Let's do some streaking.
We like to see you getting tackled naked.
That's so funny when a player tackles a streaker, just boom!
The best is when they get blindsided. They're looking one way. Yeah. Then, you always got that security guard that's like 255.
Dude, he's been waiting.
He's been waiting every day
to take someone out. Like he's tackling to hurt is what he's doing. He's like, I'm gonna break something on that person. Yeah.
It's just Terry Tate office linebacker flying out from the left side.
Like it.
That's it. Dude, we have nothing else.
This was a rough sports this morning. Both go-arounds, but hey, we got through it.
It was entertaining.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Let's get out of here.